Welcome to the mystical world we live in with Almi. This hour, you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almi.
Email list in which we regularly send questions and answers that come to us that are not discussed on the show. So do join our email list if you want to receive those on a regular basis. Paul, welcome and thank you for helping us today.
My pleasure, Almi.
And what would you like to tackle?
Well, I'll just mention that the website for Almin is spiritualjourneys.com, and one can register for the email list right on that website, and it's free. I think that a good question to ask to start today off would be about the changes in the chakras of man. Several people have asked about that, and I think it's an important thing to discuss.
Yes, it is, and we should really suggest if listeners join us for the first time today that they take a look at the previous show that we did, because on the previous show we explained how multiple things that have been put apart and exactly why duality was formed and why the threads of the tapestry have been separated for the sake of studying it. We discuss why duality formed, why polarity formed, and so forth, and also much of what has been, you know, placed back together as duality and polarity were healed by the Mother and Father of all creation during the end of 2007 and the beginning of 2008. Part of the changes is the joining together and moving all life up to a new level where polarity and duality as a reality in the cosmic construction and laws do not exist. So, Paul, gosh, it's hard to know where to start, but perhaps we should start by telling people at least what chakras there are that they may as yet be unaware of.
Yes, that's a good place to start.
Okay. We are familiar with the seven chakras, the root, the second, the third, which is in the solar plexus, the heart, the throat, the third eye, and the crown. The one that we are sort of familiar of, if we have studied some of the Eastern teachings, is the Haran chakra in the belly button. So, this is one time that I would recommend that if you have a paper and pencil handy, that you draw little circles, you know, to indicate where they are, where these circles are. So the amber Haran chakra is right over the belly button. The yellow third chakra is right above it in the solar plexus. And the orange second chakra is right below it.
Yes. That really, when I saw that diagram that you made, that really helped me a lot, because I had studied martial arts for years, and also some yoga, and practically every system would try and locate the Haran chakra in either one or the other of those two chakras that were above or below it. And I could never get a straight answer as to where it was. And every system would give me a different answer, never including the third chakra. And I always had a feeling it was right there at that belly button location. So that's very helpful, because I honestly searched for years for that answer.
My goodness, I didn't know they didn't know that. Well,
no,
my goodness.
Most
and of course the amber. And the amber color is an obvious one if you figure the one right below it is orange and the one right above it is the yellow.
Yes.
Well, okay, so now we've got one extra chakra, and it's the one right in the belly button area called the Haran, H-A-R-A-N, I believe, chakra. Now, the one that people don't normally know of, but we have mentioned because in the initiations of the wonderful, wonderful healing modality that Mother has said is the most profound healing modality on Earth today, which is the Belvaspata, they work with the Alpha Chakra in the initiations. And Paul, just tell them the website, if you don't mind, that they should go to take a look at the Alpha Chakra, because there's an article written about it on there.
Sure. Well, your website would be spiritualjourneys.com, and then there's also more related to Belvaspata is www.belvaspata.com.
Okay. And so the Alpha Chakra is discussed there, but it is a hand length below the base of the spine, and it is magenta. Now, the chakra that is not discussed in any of my books, because I was not aware of it until Mother gave me this information only in this month, is a silver chakra. And I should have figured it out because I remember when my silver chakra came online, I just didn't know why silver flooded my fields, and I was extremely nauseated with a pounding headache. But the silver chakra is between the base of the spine and the magenta alpha chakra that's a hand's length below the base of the spine. There's the little known silver chakra contains a living library of earth history, anciently called the Brahmish chakra. The word Brahmin or Brahman comes from that word because a Brahmin, the Brahmin are the ones that could access this vast body of information as a living library from the Brahma, the Brahmish chakra. So let's look a little bit at the Brahmish chakra. It is a beautiful silver color, and it's usually about the same size as the other seven chakras, and it's located about 2 inches below the perineum, or base of the spine. And from the ancient libraries of the butterfly, which are wonderful libraries that I've been translating some information for the book called Windows into Eternity, it's located in China, and it opened for humanity by Mother and Father of All Life on February the 2nd, 2008. And they actually discuss this silver chakra. And I can actually give you a little bit of information about that, but let's do it. It says, Inik glava hurin pelis pirit nis glava huvek. Setvelis kparanut skeleritvi usfraba. When libraries are opened and holy ones again dwell on earth, when incorruptible white magic again is rebirthed, the secrets of the ages shall be released, and the Holy Mother shall begin a reign of peace. And then about the silver chakra, this Brahmish chakra, from the 10th scroll is written, in a golden cocoon. Now this is interesting because this is going to lead into the next thing that we're going to be discussing, which is a gold chakra. In a golden cocoon, the silver butterfly is birthed, holding within its heart the holy libraries of earth. The golden cocoon, my brothers and sisters, is the Lahun chakra. Now, the Lahun chakra, I believe, we discuss in Secrets of the Hidden Realms. There's information given on our website, I believe, the Belvaspata website on it. But it's depicted in ancient art and holy writings as a golden disc that hovers above the heads of statues and on depictions of holy ones. This disc, approximately 10 inches in diameter for most, is the golden-colored Lahun chakra, whereas the Haran chakra in the navel area is amber, and the third chakra is a bright yellow. The Lahun chakra is a true luminous gold color. So where does the word Lahun come from? Brahmish means library. And the Lemurian word for ten is Lahun, meaning all in one and one in all. And the reason is because La means all and Hun is one. So the Lemurian word for ten is Lahun, all one. The reason is that during Mastery's advanced stages, which we discuss in Secrets of the Hidden Realms, the book, this Lahun, or tenth chakra, which hovers above the head, enlarges until it forms a large sphere that reaches from just above the knees to about 2 feet above the head. At that point, the one is in all other chakras, and all other chakras are in this one chakra. But the true glory of the Lahun chakra, is hinted at when it says, in a golden cocoon, the silver butterfly is birthed. Because the true glory of the Lahun chakra becomes active when a later, most mystical union takes place. And that's the union with the Brahmi chakra. So, let's recap a little bit. We've been a little technical here. But the golden cocoon that births the silver butterfly, holding within its heart the holy libraries of earth, what that is the golden cocoon is the enlarged Lahun chakra. See, because we discuss in Secrets of the Hidden Realms how this chakra enlarges and one becomes all and all becomes one, and it surrounds all other chakras. The silver butterfly holding the secrets of the holy libraries in its heart is the Brahmi chakra. And so the earth wisdom, the Brahmish in the Naga language, which is spoken in mystery schools and temples of Lemuria, and in fact, it's also in some of the, like, there's a Kanasa in Nepal, I believe it is. There's a library there that still has Naga records that Lemurian missionaries called Nagwals brought there. But the Nagwal means one who officiated as a holy teacher. But anyway, the word means earth wisdom. So the previous lines imply that some sort of birth takes place when the Lahun chakra enlarges enough to incorporate the silver Brahmish one. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to read you the next passage on the scroll, and then we're going to discuss the merging of the gold and silver chakras that happens in this mystical union after our commercial break. But the next passage reads, when the gold threads and the silver in a tapestry unite, when the flame of white magic through the two ignite, the birthright of man will be restored on earth once more. A time of hope is born. Let's take a commercial break, and we will return.
Almien continues the exploration begun in her previous books, A Life of Miracles and Journey to the Heart of God, probing further into the nature and meaning of existence. Secrets of the Hidden Realms introduces the readers to the goddess mysteries as they apply not only to individual human lives, but to the cycles of the cosmos. From this background in the intangible functions of being, Almien is led into the dimensions of non-humans, interacting with creatures previously known only in myth and folklore, the inner relationships of fairies, dragons, gnomes, unicorns, unicorns and other elementals and their influence on humankind is explained. Vivid accounts of encounters with these beings and others existing as expressions of the widely divergent vibrations illustrate the essential unity of all creation. Journeying from these subtle realms, the reader is shown the ultimate expression of humanity, evolution into God-being. Secret of the Hidden Realms can be obtained from Almeen, along with her other books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
Welcome back. And we are speaking about the Brahmish chakra, 2 inches below the base of the spine, as well as the gold colored chakra above the head, depicted in ancient illustrations of those that are enlightened, and it's called the Lahun chakra. So when the golden sphere of the Lahun chakra enlarges enough to incorporate the Brahmish chakra, it is immediately sucked into the navel area, leaving its position at the base of the spine, and once there, it explodes into the golden orb of the enlarged Lahun chakra, forming a unified field. This, of course, fulfills what is written that we read just right before our break, when it says, when the gold threads and the silver in a tapestry unite. So in other words, it's no longer separate chakras. When the golden chakra enlarges enough to incorporate that silver ball at the base of the spine, it goes right back into the navel area, explodes, and the silver and gold in a unified field surrounds the body from about the knees to 2 feet above the head. So the sacred merging, which is later in the scroll called the merging of heaven and earth, brings about 2 enormous benefits. And my brothers and sisters of light, I just want to say that this sacred and mystical marriage and resulting alchemical reaction, which we'll explain to you in a second here, can be available to everyone. It is the culmination of deep self-exploration and gaining of insights from experience. This removes the blockages from the centers of the chakras until, at the apex of human experience, the sacred gifts of the Lahun and the Brahmi chakras await. And we've explained about the opening of the chakras in the Journey to the Heart of God, and then the rest of the story is found in Secrets of the Hidden Realms. So let's look at the enormous benefits when this happens. Number one, the ancient libraries of wisdom become accessible. This means the accumulated wisdom of the ages is at our disposal if we take the time to listen within. But number two, we have in our previous 13 shows taken much time to discuss the fact that the only kingdom on earth that it does not wield the incorruptible white magic up until recently is the kingdom of man. Angels wield it, fairies wield it, etc. But man lost theirs somewhere along the way. And Mother has, during 2007 and 2008, been restoring white magic on earth, bringing through ascended masters through time tunnels to again be there as custodians of this white magic. The masters in Ireland and my meetings with them are open to you to attend. They are on our website. There is, you know, a charge for them because we call them classes. But these masters didn't have physical births here. They came through a time tunnel on the 28th of January, 2006. And on the 29th, Isis herself closed that time tunnel at Clonmacnoy in Ireland. These masters keep the white magic of the rose. So, you know, this white magic, this is not the only order that has been called, that has likewise come forth. Mother has restored the white magic, but now man's ability to wield the white magic ignites when these two chakras join. So the flame of white magic ignites. The depiction of the disc above the head in the ancient murals often shows a cleft flame on either side of the disc. It looks a little bit like two cow horns. This is the awakened fire of the Kundalini that causes a flame on top of the head. And, you know, this occurrence is described in the New Testament as occurring to the saints at Pentecost. And the power to do beneficial magic is directly proportional to how far up the spine the energy, which is also called the cold fire, can freely travel. This explosive merging clears blockages in the pranic tube and spinal column, enabling us to do white magic. So, now Paul, we've discussed very copious amounts here on the silver and gold chakras, but what else did we skip?
Well, some of the color changes in the more known chakras would be something I think a lot of people would be interested in, and also the reason behind the color changes I think would be good to explain.
All right. Okay, and I will just tell you right off the bat that some of those color changes, unless Mother gives it to me right on the show, as my mouth wouldn't just speak it, she hasn't told me, so I may not be able to answer them. But let's take a look at the chakras. Let's go from the top down. So above the head, a huge chakra about the size of a dinner plate, the gold Lahun chakra, the crown chakra, and the root chakra have changed places in terms of color. The crown chakra is now red, and the root chakra is now violet. Then we have the third eye, which is purple. And then we have got the green in the throat chakra. Now, of course, that used to be blue. It is green. And then we've got the blue in the heart chakra, and the heart chakra used to be green. So the throat and the heart have reversed colors. The crown and the root have reversed colors. The rest stays the same. So let's go through this. From the top, the gold Lahun chakra, then the red crown chakra, then not indigo, but purple, third eye, then green throat chakra, blue heart chakra, yellow third chakra, amber Haran chakra on the navel, second chakra is still orange, root chakra is violet, 2 inches below the spine is the silver chakra, and then the magenta chakra, also called the alpha chakra, is 1 hand length below the base of the spine. Now, why has the crown and the root reversed? It has been thought that life originated from higher levels down to physicality. Physicality is represented by red chakra. But in fact, it's a circle. And although it looks like life is coming from those upper levels down, the upper levels began from the down, if you will, from the physical life. All life originated, as we said in our previous show, we discussed very carefully how this happened, from the building blocks of existence that were the physical subatomic particles. 7 of them, the seed of life, is where it all began. And it's from them that the higher building blocks, like the presence particle, the life force, the awareness particles, etc., originated. So what we have going is that it was discovered that the root chakra, the red, is in fact the place of highest wisdom. And the red, in other words, physical life has become the crown of existence. whereas it was previously the root. This has reversed. So the lower levels of existence are now the place of highest wisdom. They are the crown, and the higher, more etheric levels are in fact in the root. That is one of the reasons of why those two have changed. And I say one because I can always feel when there's more information, but I don't have it. So let's take a look at the heart and the throat reversing. I don't know why the throat is green. If I'd known that we were exactly going to talk about this a day or so before, I could have asked Mother some questions about it, but I didn't. And to tell you the truth, the information pouring into me is so profuse every day that it's all that I can do to maintain running my life, running my business, doing my teaching, writing my books, raising my little daughter, and still do all of Mother's work. So I actually just do what's right in front of me at any given moment. So I can find out for us why that's reversed. But what happened is that Mother's heart started to sing a new song. The song we spoke in our last show about how Mother created a universal language called the Universal Language of Love and Light, in which tone can be made visible in the form of color, and light can be heard in the form of tone, so that light and love can speak the same language. Before this, there was a definite duality created in that they could not properly communicate. So neutral poles in existence were created as translating devices, but direct communication didn't take place. Now it does. Mother's heart, when duality and polarity were healed, and for folks to understand that, the most immediate route to go is to listen to our previous radio show, which was very deeply esoteric, good show actually. Paul asked brilliant questions, so go back there and take a look. But the song of her heart, when polarity and duality was healed, went to blue. And it is a new tone, it is a new song, and the color blue is that tone made visible. And that is the reason everyone else's chakras in the heart changed to blue. Why its throat is green, I am not sure. So, Paul, you know what? To give you a moment to see if there's any other questions regarding this, or if you wanted to change tack a bit, let's go and have a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
In this, the fourth book, The Ring of Truth, which chronicles Almaine's journey, she tells of the promise and the potential inherent in the resurgence of the feminine principle, increasingly felt in all aspects of current human experience. The operation of new laws governing the cosmos are explained together with the reasons for their creation. We are introduced to Mother, the primal creative energy that pervades every aspect of existence. We learn of her love and her laws and how to incorporate them into every thought and act. We are given samples of her divine language, its meaning, and its power. Mother's great gift to humanity, the healing power, Belvaspada, is revealed. This new approach to dissolving disease of mind, spirit, and body replaces previously existing methodologies. Application of its techniques removes old barriers of physically oriented existence and opens a broad pathway to a life of joy and fulfillment. Discover Mother and the Ring of Truth, as well as all of Almaine's books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
Welcome back. And we have with us Paul St. John, who, as usual, is assisting me on the show. Paul, welcome, and thank you very much for helping us. Please continue with your line of questions.
Thank you, Almaine. I thought that it would be good to clarify whether or not, when you're talking about these chakra changes, if it's just the color that's changed, or if the role of the chakra or what that chakra represents and is has changed as well.
Oh my gosh, Paul, I have not even considered that question because, you know, this is relatively recent information. But
yeah,
what I can do is just see if Mother will answer this for us.
Okay.
And allow her language to come through, and then I will translate it. Okay. Ishviach yamal sochno otek nere esh. Sava bakiech ne eta. Ushvi istilie kiemi ishna. Arachva harasta. Eshvi achna ka uchna asta. Ishvu uki ya namach. Teshechte sava uhi akana. The functions of the chakras were distorted before. These functions have been corrected. Then, because the role of man itself has changed, the roles of the chakras were augmented, purified, and upgraded to match this. The primary task of man during ages when illusion existed was to turn the unknown into the known through experience. This was done through opposition. Pashtahane sere eshe kanaba uhiya kanahbaa beresta urushtava neste isvahach kanaba ash. The new role of man is to create the unknown desires of their hearts and perfection of existence through their heart. This is done only through the pure frequencies that are my existence. Eshterde is tahachna ureshbe eshta va urnavetich. Blue is the color of the heart, which has become the creational center, which creates that which is wholeness. Eshterech ba kanachva usechde hereshtek. Previously, the heart created polarity, for that is the way life was energized, the pulsating between two points. But that has now been done away with. Hence, the new function has a new color. Peshtech nevesta, kuvishkachna astava, viachkaba unesh, sarakahiya maunu, etteverke ekiaa, navashpa satu zereshpa. The crown chakra and the heart combined with the multiple centers located as mini chakras upon the skin have become the interface between the inner realities and the outer realities. This has changed the function. That's the wrong word, she says. She says this has augmented the function of the crown chakra and has created the physicality as being able to translate both that which is within and that which is without. Bashtachna verishtavis ba'ura. In other words, physical life has become the door of everything. This is in the new color. This has created a new color for the crown chakra. Veshbech stavi, eshnava usnavavi, kelish basta, eshtuavi vichnasbau. The throat is green because it has become the center of healing. The voice speaks the language of love and light, and it is this language of love and light that heals areas that cling to the illusion of separatism. Pashvahvanasta Bhavaspata Pishta Univesit Vauhur. It is upon this principle that the gift of Bel Vaspata that I have given you functions. In other words, what I'm understanding is that this language of love and light is now inherent in our voices, and we can heal with our throat, and the color of healing is green. Sta'ubachna eshtevet kinivi yachka peteve yoshkoye me satana va'ach erech navu ba'ashta besverkene eshte abasta uchna vavi kana shva bramish estachna va'uruch peleshlahun everkete ishna ba'usuchna va'i. Mother says that the silver chakra has simply remained dormant because the libraries were not opened during the ages in which the illusion occurred. The libraries have been opening, and this is not Mother's words but mine, since December of 2006. The libraries have been opening. Mother is saying that only now that the mother and the father libraries have opened, is it so that the silver chakra of the Brahmish chakra comes online or becomes activated. I want to ask Mother if it was activated previously, because it seems to have been, if we look at the root of Brahman or Brahman, that at some point they were able to access it. So I'm asking Mother that question. Ishtahna va'ishke va'ushtaba anava'ish eshech nekiyava bramishta une enigvi achna bramin ahuchneshte sa'uva vikya abba. Mother says that small portions of them were opened that existed in the lower levels, such as, and this is not her words but mine, such as the ones that I was able to translate during 2008 part up until October. She says the libraries, actually until the end of October, the early libraries, was able to be accessed once upon a time by the silver chakra, and then when those libraries were closed down until they were recently opened again, that chakra had nothing to access, so it became dormant. Anachvesh ta'uvis palashva laun. She says you have forgotten to explain to them about the Lahun. She says that the Lahun chakra has always existed there. It has not been absent. It is the vehicle through which to travel through the cosmos. It's only for those who have lived a self-examined life and followed the path of ascension, where this chakra enlarges enough to enclose all other chakras. This then becomes the vehicle to travel between realms. There's no more information coming. Was there anything else that you needed to know, Paul?
Well, gee, that's a lot of information. Thank you, Amin. In terms of the chakras specifically, I guess the only other question I have is related to the life force center, and I think this will take us into a little bit of a new direction. It's about how the changes associated with the zero-point energy have occurred, and what those are exactly. Based on those discoveries that zero-point energy was actually sucking life force from people.
Okay. First of all, I will tell you that I know three-quarters of the answer.
Okay.
And then the one-quarter I do not know, for the same reason that has recently enough occurred that I just haven't asked Mother what the ramifications were, but I know it would have affected the life force center. So let's trace the life force center and the progression that it made, and let's start with the first two steps, and then we'll take a commercial break and we'll come back for the rest.
Okay.
The first two steps are that Mother did away with all zero-point energy in the cosmos. The life force center, which used to be located behind the belly button, and people in the Merkabahs that they used to do, or I don't know if they're still doing it, but they used to work with this life force center and exploded it into the field. The life force center contained zero-point energy. In May of 2007, Mother actually moved that up for all beings to the heart center. It still contained zero-point energy. It was discovered as Mother studied the origins of zero-point energy and its ramifications that zero-point energy was actually energy that sapped power. It was parasitic in that it drew on the power of its surrounding areas. And so, you know, it can be seemed to be like a mistake, but it wasn't, because there were gods that represented illusion during the cycles of the fall that we discuss the history of in the book The Gift of the Unicorn. And because in the God Kingdom you live in zero point, it at least kept their power to do ill deeds to a minimum. So it's not an accident that Mother left this seemingly hostile zero-point energy in place. But recently, all zero-point energy was done away with. And the life force center, which is now in the heart, she instead filled with dense levels of life force, which was one of the building blocks of existence, and we discussed it in last week's show. But that developed yet again, and so let's take a quick break and then we'll discuss that.
The Complete Power Of and the Mystical Keys series of radio programs are a part of the Premier CD set. They are available from Almeen at www.spiritualjourneys.com. Request the entire Premier CD series set or the new book, Aruba Farina, The Book of Fairy Magic, by calling 502-499-0016 today.
Welcome back. And we have discussed how the Infinite Mother and the Father assisted her with this, did away with all zero-point energy. Zero-point energy located in Life Force Center before sapped our personal power and again prevented us from being able to do the life-enhancing miracles that is man's birthright. Zero-point energy is the result of Big Bangs and black holes. Those formed when there was an inequality of light. Because opposite light attracts. If Mother did not at this time dim her light in her residence here on earth, which we have discussed frequently in the past as the New Jerusalem mentioned in the New Testament in Revelations, that is to come about within a matter of time. I don't know exactly how long, but we've discussed it a lot in our previous 13 or 14 shows. But if Mother did not dim her light, the smaller lights of all beings in the cosmos would be so attracted to the vast difference in light, because opposite light attracts. And we explain that principle very carefully on the website of Belvaspata, B-E-L-V for Victor, A-S-P-A-T-A. And we give the link to that and also some of its information on our own website. But this would suck all life into Mother's light. It would move through her, creating a black hole, stripping existence of its building blocks, go into a big bang as it moves through her, and yet again stripping the area of any building blocks, creating a vacuum of sorts, which is zero-point energy. And the zero-point energy would then suck in the particles of power that produce power, which we called presence particles, and we discussed those with you as well, from other realms. So Mother discovered, you know, that this needed at this point to be changed. She then took the area, which is like about the size of a grapefruit, a little bigger actually, around the heart center, and filled it with very, very dense awareness particles. So it became an area of dense awareness. Well, the building blocks of existence, of which there were seven, six really around the seventh, which is self-perception particle, but of which there were seven, Mother recently combined into one particle. And how this was done is again a matter of last week's show. But she created one particle called the building block particle, which is the particle of manifested intent. So since she has done that and life force particles no longer exist as a separate building block of life, I don't know now what is in this, in the life force center. So either I have to ask her, you know, or I have to, let's just see if she can answer that right now for us on the show. Irich Naharat, Eshpas Baur, Virnavech. Kelstra Bastu Lahun. She says, be at peace, my child. You have not understood that everything that is currently known is held in the Lahun chakra, and therefore have you not understood that you can know all things. Okay, Mother has now just said something that I didn't have any clue of, and that is that the silver contains the deeply magical information and mystical secrets held in the libraries, but the gold chakras, the gold chakra, which is the Lahun thigh plate above the head is like the living Akashic record of existence, excluding the libraries of the sacred libraries until they explode and merge. But it is the Akashic records are kept in the La'un chakra. I didn't know that. Actually, Paul, could you make a note for me of that, please?
I will.
Let me just continue with this. So Mother says you can have all information you want. You just have to access it out of your own La'un chakra. Parach praviska ushna arach. Eshvech usta. Peshkla uhuras nava. Behind the building blocks of life, such as life force particles, or the now newly merged particle of manifested life, exists a field. I don't know if the word should be primordial field. Veshtava univi ishtanaka. It's from this field that the particles or the building blocks of existence form. Shtabakna va ushtivi achna veshte va ushtavavi eshpechne kla uhur. Up until a few days ago, the life force center was filled with dense containment of this primordial field, the field of manifestation. Bashbakna uhuvi everkana vishtabavivi. But changes have been made in the last days, of which we cannot at this point explain briefly, that has yet again changed what is contained in the life force center. Ishta une eshke evechne pa uhunuvi ikiyach na maushu sasa vachikia eshikia vachnava. Mother is saying that this field has now had additional components added to it in the life force center. There are codes of creation, states of glory, states of praise, and codes of existence will be added today. The others were already added in this soup of this field around the heart center, which is the life force center, and she is saying that there will be added today codes of existence as well. This is a field, and these are its components. My brothers and sisters, thank you for joining us. And Paul, thank you again.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, Windows into Eternity with Al Mee. Please join us again next week.